bring the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. I'll let the record reflect that all members are present, with the exception of Finance Manager Brightstein and District Water Engineer Show.
Okay, this is the time for public comments. I don't see any public here, but let me just ask, does anybody have any public comments with anything that's not on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, hearing none, public comments are closed. Minutes?
Move approval of October 18th minutes.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, presentation, water, wastewater update.
No update other than what's in the discussion item.
Okay. Moving on to E1, discussion regarding the diffuser proposal. Is that Greg?
That's correct. This is the Greg show.
Our district water engineer, Greg Harris, will be commenting on this. He's been out swimming in a wetsuit.
Talking about the diffuser and what it's going to take to repair the diffuser. We have a report written by Roy Parsons on four different options to repair the diffuser. The cheapest option, and I think the most realistic to install, is option number four from that report. And so we talked about how we move forward. The first part is we're going to have to line up a bunch of permits to get that done. Now, last time, we were talking about getting a cost to sort of scope out the phase of the permits and how much they'll cost, and so that's what we got from Worley Parsons. We also asked Stantec for a proposal, but they didn't feel like they could cover all the permits. They could cover some of them, but not all of them. So this is a complete proposal from Worley Parsons. And just to kind of go through it a little bit, on the second page, you see the permits that we're going to need for the diffuser. So when you go into Old River, we do have a State Lands Commission lease. I think we just have to notify them because we have a lease on that property from the State Lands Commission. We have an Army Corps permit that's required for maintenance permit 3 and a maintenance permit 7 for the outfall structure. And then we're going to have to do some dredging to pull it up. So there's three Army Corps permits. And those are the trickier ones where you've got to have expert experience working with the Army Corps to know what they want to get that done. And then there's California Fish and Wildlife permits. There will probably need to be a CEQA, but it'd be a mini-neg deck, and I think the town can normally handle a simple mini-neg deck, right?
Yeah.
So those are the permits we need to get. Their proposal to apply for those permits and to obtain those permits is $34,000, $34,735.
What's the cost of the permits?
I don't know that yet. So I could have asked that. Well, I didn't ask that, but I could have. But I think usually we have to talk to rate leaders for a little while first before we cement for sure this is the permit path we're taking, and then we kind of find out what it costs.
Well, I mean, just based on past history, there's stuff that you've done.
So the permits, when we built it, the neg deck was probably the most expensive. So we had CEQA. We had CEQA on that diffuser when we built it, which was a full-blown CEQA. That was like $60,000. But if we just do a big neg deck, that's probably about 10, 15 for you guys?
Yeah, it'd probably be less than that. The permits stuff, it's how much resources are the Army Corps going to dedicate to us for this minor thing? And then that's what's really, and
so
they probably won't be able to tell you.
So it's more of a by the hour kind of thing versus
a flat rate.
Yeah, you know, housing permit.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
They dedicate it based on their engineering hours that they have to review, you know, the project. So what we'd like to do is get the permit started. The Army Corps permit might take a year. It might take 12 months to get this Army Corps permit.
Before you can start.
You can't get it.
So what we'd like to do, and there's two fronts that's going on. We have an NPDES permit for our wastewater discharge. We've just sent a letter to But these permits need to get started because of the long lead time and different things that's going to happen here. Once we get directions from the regional board on our NPDES permit, and that is cemented, then I will come back and say, okay, now we need to hire a firm to design the fixes to the diffuser. And we would proceed along with that.
The modification of the diffuser.
The modification of the diffuser, right. Yeah, and then we would bid, then we go bid it, and they would build it, and, like any other project, you know, kind of thing. So the windup here is a little bit longer because of the permitting that's involved. So that's what we're trying to get started on before we start the design or building.
Based on where you are right now and those unknowns, the amount of funds we have on the CFP project.
Yeah, I think we have 500,000, right? I'm pretty sure we have
500,000.
Well, our feeling is, we had really Parsons looking at like the overall total project cost, and I think they were at 350 and some meta change or whatever, and I think we bumped it to play it safe,
right.
500,000 in the CIP.
Right, and this was taken. This is a project that we reviewed in the rate study.
I don't have the amount.
I believe she had it in the CIP.
It's in the CIP. I don't remember.
I don't know if it's enough, though.
My recollection is it was around 500,000. I mean, it bumped up the number given to the person and talked through the different alternatives.
Well, I guess what my concern is, as long as when we did the rate study, this particular project was one of many that we analyzed, and that's how we adjusted.
That I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think this is in the rate study.
I think this was just strictly a CIP project.
Yeah, so I don't think this was in the rate study, and there was, you know, when we did the rate study, there were a little controversy about what went in the rate study, but at any rate, I don't believe this is in as a line item, because we really didn't start pushing on this until this year.
Yeah. So what you would do is then you carry on to your next rate study, make sure that you cover that.
I'm a little confused. I just want to make sure I understand this right. This Advisian's professional service fees is to work through getting us the necessary permits we need.
Yeah.
And that's just their professional fees.
Right.
And it says it's tax exclusive.
Yeah, they don't pay tax. You don't pay tax on professional services.
Okay, well, that's deceptive because it makes it sound like.
Yeah, I asked them, like in Canada, because remember, they're a Canadian firm. Do you pay tax on professional services in Canada?
Okay, so how are we supposed to do? Are we going to be, as they're going through this, and they're looking into these fees, they'll be coming back to us telling us, you need to give us a check for X amount of dollars for this permit.
Yeah. So the cost of the permit to the agency, mm-hmm. eventually an invoice is going to kick out from the Army Corps of Engineers, and they're going to say, hey, we need this much money. Or they'll do like PG&E does. You need a deposit of $3,000 or $5,000, and we'll tell you what the rest is for us to review this. You know, it'll come like that. So the cost for the permit from the Army Corps of Engineers and U.S. Fish and Wildlife is not in this cost.
No, I got. Okay, now I understand.
And so
you've got permit costs, then you've got the project costs.
Yeah.
And hopefully the $500 in the CIP will cover all.
Covers all that, right? So that was the plan when we created that.
We're grabbing some money from someplace that we didn't charge the ratepayers to pay for this thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm trying to write the staff report in my head, so I'm going to let you do that. I guess we'll have to just say we'll come back. I don't know, what do we want to do? Authorize me up to $10,000 on each permit and come back for those that are more to the board? Or come back?
Well, we're paying these guys $34,000 to find that information out for us, aren't we?
Of course, but we just don't have that information right now.
Well, we have
in terms of a future
in order to get them engaged, we're going to have a board approval of it. So, and the board, the rest of the board is going to have
to
encompass this.
Well, and the goal,
so we got to hire an engineer. That's this. At some point, two agencies are going to send you an invoice, probably for a deposit, Army Corps of Engineers and U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And then they're going to say, okay, we need a deposit so that we can start working on this. And then at some point, they'll give a final invoice saying, okay, we spent this. I don't think it's more than, you know, $10,000-$15,000 per agency.
Well, I was going to say, if you got 10, 12 or less on the NADEC, right, and then you got
whatever the other permits are, maybe we could put it on to see $25 or something like that.
It's really time that those engineers spend on it. That's the only problem, and we don't know how much time it's going to take them. Especially the when you're dredging, you have to, that's what you call spoils, you have to move that somewhere else. They'll probably have us analyze it just to make sure what's in that, so it isn't.
All right, so we won't get the final permit cost until the project is over.
It's further along, I'll say.
Yeah, like, well,
yeah.
They got a guy on
yeah,
site monitoring
is, yeah.
dredging and spoils removal. His time is talking up and.
Well, so they'll have an inspection, yes. Yeah, so
they may have.
They do it in phases. They have a review permit and then they have an inspection cost during construction, right? So that, the inspection cost during construction may be considered part of the construction
okay,
cost.
Well,
but
my,
that's,
my question is
yeah.
I'm thinking ahead as far as the rest of the board. Prior to us actually committing a contract for whoever's going to design it and build it and install it, this firm that we're authorized to go out and help us get through there will have some sort of a guesstimate on
yeah.
permit cost.
Yeah, we'll know more than that. Yeah, we'll know more
okay.
later.
So he can come back to the board at that time and say, now we know the cost.
This is all right.
This meeting, we can say, well, we're covered in only $500,000 in CIP. Don't know exactly, but we'll come back with those.
More.
We'll go before the board to authorize us to enter into a contract with this company, right?
Right. So that's the current action. Yeah, the current action is do we want to approve this contract in front of the board or not?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then the reason I'm holding off on design is until we get a little bit more
right.
feedback. You know, we need some feedback
yeah,
on this permit. You know, so that if they come back and say, whoa, if you do that, we're going to kill you, then, like, you know, we might change the design. We might change our mind, you know, kind of thing.
The only other thing that I see is the state, I'm sorry, I think it's the Fish and Wildlife, do not like you touching that delta soil during certain months of the year.
Yeah, they'll pick out of you.
They'll dictate to you, sort of like the time when we put that fuser in, it was like September, November, I believe,
yeah,
is the only timeline you can get in there.
September, November, that was
so if the Army Corps doesn't give us a permit before September, we'll have to wait till the next year before you can put it in.
You mentioned someone, he mentioned SECA. You go,
SECA.
Oh, no big.
Oh, that's NEGDEC. NEGDEC, rather.
Yeah, the NEGDEC. Who does the NEGDEC?
We run through a step process and run it by Rod just to make sure. Because there are some exemptions on that SECA.
So, like, who fills this out? Staff. You do.
Yeah.
Check the box, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's just a check the box.
I know the check the box, and usually you're looking for mitigation on anything that is
yes.
you know, of significant impact.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And it might be no
mitigation would be to
right.
make it less than significant.
But usually, but the mitigation is, in this particular case, the mitigation is you're going to comply with Army Corps rules and U.S. Fish and Wildlife rules and obtain those permits, and the mitigation is in those permits. So, like, if you go to get the Army Corps permit, they're going to say, oh, we want you to do X and Y while you're constructing this, right? And if you go get the Fish and Wildlife permit, they're going to say, well, we want you to do it during this time of year so you don't impact these fish, right? So your mitigation is you're going to obtain the proper permits to do the work.
You understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done it before.
Now, it's a little bit different than, like, if you're developing land.
Flat land, yeah.
All these far-flung impacts that just getting a permit doesn't resolve. Like, getting
oh,
a permit.
I've gone through this would be our electronic sign book.
Oh, yeah.
Although the county didn't
yeah.
see that.
And by the way, no one talks, no one raises their hand, you know. So, the worst they can do is come back and challenge me and say, we want to pull on something.
Okay.
So the action would be, you know, this is the cost to start the permit process. We would get it started, that would help us get feedback. In the meantime, we're still talking to the NPDES folks. Hopefully sometime after the first year, we have enough feedback to pull together a project cost and say, okay, we understand what we're building, we understand that the permits aren't going to hold us back, and how long this is going to take, and then we can start the fuser design, you know, kind of thing. And then we would get proposals to design the fuser system. So,
okay, so we're going to, this is
gonna come to the meeting on December 5th.
Right,
that's what
so
I was
if you're gonna approve the minutes in the board,
the new board with the engineering costs, others to be determined later. Okay.
Yeah.
Next. E2. Did you have more? Did you have more? Discussion regarding wastewater master plan updates.
Okay. So the next two are pretty short. Master plan, they originally were getting data. So Bernie coughed up all the data along with the state board. And so they're now
analyzing.
Analyzing all that data. And that's where they're at the moment. So there's no update other than they're not waiting on any more information from us. They have a meeting and they're proceeding. So
5.5 years of data.
5.5 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of data. Yeah. So, but so now they're crunching through that, and then they'll start. Like, I think after the first of the year, we'll have some new thoughts. Now, remember, the big items in the master plan. The big item is a final review of the 1999 process that we're going to proceed with. There's a big implication to the district in terms of cost, and then there's capacity issue implications in terms of what D9 technology is picked, and then that's a big implication on the district. Supporting homes and doing things like that. So those are the big issues, and as we get information about them, we're going to bring that back here, so it's not going to be where we get to the end and everyone's like surprised or something like that. So as we get something needy enough to talk about, we'll come back into here, and we'll start going over that information and thoughts and what's occurring around that so people can get input into what we want to look into or check the boxes or whatever before we finalize anything. Okay, so that is the status of the master plan.
When we sat across from the guys and we discussed this, we brought the price down. Bill has some good ideas with regards to reducing the cost. One of them was that we were going to be able to do a lot of the research that they needed. We're going to have to send a guy out here and sit in your office. That's all going well? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
we beat them. You remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure that.
Well, thanks for that, Ernie.
Thank you for that, because they were talking about transportation for this guy to come down and be here for 2 weeks and all that kind of crap. Okay.
A lot of it's electronically, though. Bernie's team has put a lot of stuff electronically, so it made it easier.
Right. If we know where to find it, and we can send it to them upon request. Okay, great. Thank you. Good job. Thanks, Bernie. Three is O&M manual.
Yeah. So we have two more chapters coming next week.
Okay.
So that the three of us can review them over the holidays.
Two more chapters.
And
thank you for the reading.
They're on schedule to kicking us a couple chapters a month after that. So it'll fall in December, in January, December and January.
We've done five so far.
Yeah, we've done five.
My comment was actually based on the O&M manual, not on the kind of thing, but thank you for answering my question anyway. But I was ahead of the point.
And,
that was the O&M manual when
right.
We had that discussion.
And then eventually it'll be electronics. Eventually it'll be on the web.
That was the whole deal.
But at the moment, we just got to get to the facts first. We got to get the information right first before we try.
How many chapters do we have on that? Five?
But we're doing the same thing on both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, we are. So that's the update on the O&M manual. So hopefully it should happen to you by before Wednesday.
Just before Thanksgiving, to
yeah.
Read while I eat my pumpkin pie.
If the turkey doesn't put you to sleep, the manual will.
Yeah, because he'll say, I want it back in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, anything more on that?
No, no,
no. Okay, NPDS.
All right, so on the NPDS, I kicked out a letter earlier this week to Jim Marshall. And the biggest part of that is we're trying to coordinate the diffuser activity with our new PDS renewal activity. So that what I really wanted is into our new permit that this is how our new diffuser is, so that if there's any question later. Okay. So I kicked a letter to him asking for some guidance on any additional studies or dye testing or anything that they thought they might need for us to do that. And he's reviewing that letter. The other thing is they have completed the forms that Stantec is working on because we do our submit a renewal. They've completed filling out most of the forms, and they're getting ready to get a draft over to us. So let's see. So we're able to pull all the regulatory requirements data. They got all the data they needed. And the CIQLA spreadsheet. So there is one question about data uploaded to CIQLA. But basically, they've uploaded the forms, but they did come across thought was an error in uploading data to Cichlids. So I'll review that report. But that's a view only upload to the state website, basically. The report of waste and wastewater is due February 1st. So the forms are filled out. They're basically kind of checking off on some data that this is kind of floating around right now. But it's due February 1st. And they're on schedule. They're ahead of schedule. That's exactly most of it filled out. And we're getting ready to
go. Okay. How long, once, let's just say you get to one February 1st, how long for them to review?
So our permit expires in July 2019. And they usually spend a month to 2 months. Then they give us like 2 weeks to comment on what they changed. And then they schedule for a public hearing.
Right, but that period, the two-week period or so, that's, you're going to have the concept of the diffuser in that
right
permit.
That's what my hope is.
So you have 2 weeks to figure out whether.
Right. Remember, like last time they came back and said build filters in June 99, and we had 2 weeks to comment on that, right? We went up and met with them. So it was quite a zinger last time. We got them through pretty easy, but last time it was like, wow, you just cost us $20 million and you want, you know, two-week return on this, you know, kind of thing. It didn't help. You can't be explained.
But sometimes, too, so just to make sure you guys are aware, even though our permit expires in July, end of July of 2019, sometimes they may not approve your new permit till later on in the year. It could be October, November.
Well,
that's happened once or twice.
Well,
as long as that's
correct.
Our part,
you still continue your same
right
regulations until the new.
As long as we submitted our side of the
timely
time.
It's up to them to
get it.
So we're going to be seeing a draft in January. We're going to see a draft in December, and we're going to submit in January. And then it's due February 1st, so sometime in January we're going to submit, right? So we're going to submit in January, and then we'll be on hold waiting on them to comment back to us.
Jim Marshall with CEQA?
Jim Marshall
with
is
the
with
the state
regional water quality.
The CEQA is their database.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the supervisor for the.
Yeah.
The permit writer.
So he's the head guy for permitting.
Do we meet with him when we're up there?
Yes.
That time?
Yeah.
You just come in town from someplace else or something.
Right. So when we're fine, it's a different department. So Nicole, another group. So when we all went up there, that was the penalty group that we were meeting with. But we had met with Jim, and we met with Jim when they gave us filters and DNA. And UV, by the way. So they have Title 20. They wanted Title 22. And what we did get them to do, we did get them to delay in UV improvements, by the way. So we did get something out of it. But they wanted Title 22, and they wanted D9 in the first 5 years. And then we said, okay, they agreed to put D9 out to 10 years. And they gave us a little more time. They gave us more time, but they didn't change the requirements. That's basically what we got. It was Jim Marshall and his staff.
10 years. From when?
From that original permit 5 years ago.
So we have 5 more years.
To be done and operate. Yeah, I mean, that's when the rules change, right? So you have to back up from there to figure out how you build in, design in, and do all that stuff, and operate for a while for your permit.
And the first step is the master plan, which will tell us which way we should go in building D9. Then we can start the design and all
then
that.
Then you can start the design.
I'd be in a bunker in Montana by then. I don't give a damn.
No,
you better be friendly.
You just
I know, but it's a fifth year, so I'll be gone by then. Coeur d'Alene's looking pretty good, I know, right about now. Okay. Any other questions regarding MPDES? Anybody else have any input on that? Future discussion agenda items?
There's no meeting. Are we having a meeting in December?
We have a meeting in December?
We are having December 5th is the meeting, the first meeting. We're having both meetings in December, actually. We're not having board meetings. We're talking about.
No.
But are we having
the wastewater meeting in December?
The next wastewater meeting is
December
20th.
Oh, December
20th.
Okay.
It's not
on. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got it on my calendar.
I don't know if I have more stuff there. I might have a little update by December, but that's all. You know, with the holidays.
December 20th, yeah.
If you do, you do.
Yeah.
If you don't, you don't.
I should
I'll
have
Justin in on that next.
I'll probably give you an update on well 4A and the
okay.
we are with the rehab.
Bernie, you have any more? Aaron, nice to see you.
Good seeing you.
Try not to hold the meeting up with all the conversation next time, okay? And with that, we'll adjourn.